Okay, today we're continuing in the eighth parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to parak Ches, Mishnah Beis. So, Haisa Shalema, if the basket hanging in the oven was whole, and therefore it was a kli, V'chein Hakupa, and you had a box that was inside of a Cheres oven, V'chein HaChemes, or you had some other type of kli that was a perfectly functional kli that was inside of an oven, Hasharetz B'tocha Tanur Tahor, and you have Hasharetz inside that box, that basket, that kli, so the Tanur is going to remain Tahor, Hasharetz B'tanur, Achulin Shel B'tocha Tahor, and if the Sharetz is in the Tanur, the food inside that kli are going to be Tahor, meaning it does make a partition, Nikvu, but if it then has a hole in it, so Ha'asri La Achulin Shur Kazesim, if the container is meant to hold food, so as long as the hole is Kazayis or larger, so then it's going to cease to be an independent kli, and it will no longer be mafsik between what's inside and what's outside. Ha'asu l'mashkin shiur k'mashkin. And if it was meant to hold liquids, then it has to still be able to hold liquids. If it has enough of a hole that it cannot hold liquids, then it's no longer going to separate what's inside from what's outside. Ha'asu l'kach l'kach. If it's made to hold both food and liquids, matil moso l'chumro, we give it the chumro, b'kones mashka, of allowing a liquid to come into it, meaning not the shear of olives falling out of it. Meaning if a liquid could seep into the container, then that's considered to be a broken kli, and therefore it will not be mafsik between the tumah on the outside and the tumah on the and that which is inside. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, Sirida Shehinu Sun al Pi HaTanur. If you have a plate that's made out of cheres that's on the top of a tanur, v'shokas l'tocho, and the plate sinks a little bit into the avir of the tanur, ve'in l'gapayim, the plate doesn't have a rim around it, so hasheretz b'tocha, if the sheretz is in the middle of the plate, so it's actually dipping below the top rim of the tanur, hatanur tamei, so that's considered to be in the airspace of the tanur, and it's tamei, hasheretz b'tanur, if the sheretz is in the tanur, achum shel b'tocha tamei, and then whatever food is in that plate are going to be tamei. She'in matzilin miyad kli cheres ela kelim. The only thing that can save something from the tum of a kli cheres is an actual kli, something that has a din of a kli. Chavashim leim mashkin tahor. And if you have a chavis that's full of tahor mashkin, unusul lematim in a chushasu shel tanur, and you put it below the floor of the oven, meaning the oven has an open bottom that's straight on the ground. So you dig a hole in the ground, and the oven, you have an open barrel that's filled with liquids in that hole. So the rim of that barrel is actually in the avir of the oven, or not in, but borders the avir of the oven. So a sharetz b'tanur, if there's a sharetz in the oven, a chavs and mashkin tahor, the chavs and the mashka are going to be tahor. Ha'isa kfu'a pia la avir tanur, but if the barrel is empty and it was upside down and the mouth of the barrel was sticking into the avir of the tanur, ha sharetz b'tanur, then if there's a sharetz in the tanur, mashka tofeach shebishulei chavs tahora, whatever little moisture there is that's on the bottom of that barrel are still going to be tahor because they're not considered to be in the airspace of the tanur, so therefore they're not going to become tameh together with the airspace of the tanur. So let's review what we learned today in Parakhas Mishnah Beis. We said that if you have a functioning kli and there's a sheretz inside of it, and that kli is inside of a tanur, so it makes a partition, it makes a separation between the tumah either inside the kli from the oven or the tumah in the oven from what's inside of the kli. But once there's a hole in it and makes it a non-functional kli, then it stops to separate. How much non-functional? So if it's meant to hold food, the hole would have to be the size of gezayis. If it's meant to hold liquid, the hole would have to not be able to contain liquids. And then in Perek Ches Mishnah Gimel, we said that if you have a basket that's on the or a plate that's on the mouth of an oven, and it dips, the middle of the plate dips into the airspace of the oven, so then it's going to be, it's going to have all the tumah ramifications of being in the avir of a kli cheres. if you have a barrel that's full of liquid that is tahar and is put below the surface of the tanur, so also it's not that whatever tumah is in the tanur is not going to affect that barrel. But if you have a barrel that's turned upside down, where the opening of the barrel actually does go into the airspace of the tanur, then if there's a sheretz in the tanur, whatever liquid is still adheres to the surface of the bottom of that barrel, which is now upside down, is going to be tahar, because that part is not actually in the avir of the Kli Cheres. Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perches Mishnah Dalet.